And quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear ChapStick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow crabs.
Are you sand or snow? Either way, new ChapStick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Egyptian officials have released prisoners, more than 1,900 of them, mostly political activists and opponents of the old regime. Reporter Edward Uranian's in Cairo.
One of the people that was released or is about to be released, has been pardoned by the military, is a blogger by the name of Michael Nabil. He's been on a hunger strike in the period since he was convicted by a military tribunal, and he's directed a lot of criticism in some of the blogs he's written.
The country's preparing for the anniversary of the uprising that drove Hosni Mubarak from power. Final results show parliamentary election gains for Islamist parties in Egypt. A reminder that not everything you read on the internet is true. Someone wrote on a popular Facebook page of the Joint Base Lewis-McChord Base in Washington that a cargo jet had crashed, a message that spread fast. It was also not true. Many people have been using that page to get updates on the winter storm in the area. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly, so all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-Cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
Stop by Lowe's this week for great savings. Save more than $8 on a six-pack of Utilitech 65-watt indoor floodlights, now just $6. Plus, get a two-pack of Utilitech 90-watt outdoor floodlights for only $4.98. And if you want to save money and water, get a new AquaSource dual-flush toilet for just $98. That's a savings of $20. Find these and other great values on the products you need to improve your home inside and out. But you better hurry. Supplies won't last long. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 123-12.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview on 1270, The Buzz. A weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you for joining us on this Saturday. We're kind of wrapping up our hot topics last hour, and we didn't get a chance to talk about the Keystone Pipeline. So he nixed it. President Obama nixed it.
Yeah, but it's just stupid.
It is. How many jobs is this going to fill?
You know what they're going to do now? First of all, Canada went right away and started talking to China. We'll just sell oil to China instead. Second of all, it turns out you can build the pipeline without this. You know who was turning it down was the State Department.
Well, because of the environmentalists.
Right.
You know,
yeah, but it was the State Department, not the EPA. It was Hillary Clinton's State Department that was saying no. And that's why Obama said, well, they didn't have time to review it. But they can build that pipeline without the federal government approval if they just don't go across the border. That's how the State Department got involved.
How do they not go across the border? What do you mean, what border?
Well,
Canada and America?
They're trying to build it up to Canada.
Yeah.
So now what they say they're going to do is they're just going to go ahead and build the pipeline, to heck with Obama. And then after Obama's out of office, which will probably be next January, they'll just finish it the last mile or so across the border into Canada.
Now, did he nix it or did he just say we need more time?
He nixed it.
Well... He didn't say we need more time to go over it?
He said the Republicans didn't give him enough time, but that was a complete and utter lie, because the Republican legislation said, all we want is an answer. And if you need more time to study a different route, take as much time as you need, but we need an answer on the Keystone Pipeline.
So are the Republicans for the Keystone Pipeline or against?
Why wouldn't you? Why?
Are the Democrats for or against?
I can't find a Democrat who is against it. The only people who are against it are these radical environmentalists who say, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of miles of pipeline around the country. Yeah. They almost never leak. So
almost never heard that.
Well, when they do,
almost
it's only
never
for a
leak.
Minute or two, and they shut the pipeline
down. Yeah, nuclear
down.
Plants almost never leak
well,
either, and when they do, good grief. I'm not saying that I'm against it. Because God knows we need to be self-sufficient. We don't need to be pumping oil.
It's a lot environmentally. It's environmentally a lot better than shipping the oil in tankers from Saudi Arabia.
So when will it come up again? After Obama's out of office, and not until then?
It sounds like they're going to build this pipeline anyway. To heck with Obama.
Okay, well, you keep an eye on that.
All right.
All right, let's move along. I'd like to welcome Mark Easter. Hello, Mark Easter.
Hi, how are you today?
Really good. It's really nice to have you here. We were looking forward. I know your mother's dog got away. Is why you didn't come in the day we were going to talk about it. We had our website up. We were ready. MUFON. We finally figured out it was Mutual UFO Network.
I'm afraid to ask what you were calling
it.
Let's look towards the future here. But Toby's okay. He's probably blind in one eye, but he's all cool. He's happy to be home.
What happened to him?
He got out and took off running in
got
one direction, and he just kept on going. And
chasing something.
Chasing his freedom. That's what he was doing.
Well, most domestic dogs don't want to be free. They don't want to miss that meal.
Well, he still got it in him, but that happened. Mom couldn't get him.
Scary.
But it's all good. He's all better now.
He's good.
You don't know if a coyote got to him. You just kind of assume it.
No, he was in town. I don't think there's
coyotes. He could have been chasing a rabbit. I mean, I've had my boogeyman zoom, after a rabbit.
But he got into something, but he's all good. He's on the road to recovery. He's happy to be home. So.
Well, we're glad to have you here today.
I'm happy to be here.
This is a very interesting topic for me. I know there's a lot of controversy with it. It's UFOs or not, meaning unidentified flying objects.
Mm-hmm.
But you take it even farther than that, don't you?
Well, in what sense do I take it farther?
Okay, I'm talking about is not just something out in the sky that's unidentified. You actually believe they have been here. We've studied them, and they are among us. Is that what I am to believe?
May I speak honestly through our whole time?
Oh, please do.
I try not to use the word believe. That's for church. Basically, it's the matter of just following facts.
Do you have some facts that have made you believe in UFOs?
Well, I do. I wish this was television, but you're going to get
here.
It firsthand.
Okay.
In the year 2001, I had an office over on Linda Way in Sparks, and looking up at 11:30 in the morning, those three objects were hovering in the sky for quite a little while, about 90 seconds. And luckily, for you radio listeners out there, sorry to do this to you, but she asked and I came prepared. She's now holding a picture in her hand.
I am, and there's three little white dots
against a blue sky, and basically that's literally all it was, but more than dots. And I have a larger poster version of this picture, which blows it up more, and you can see that there's actually a mist that's around those three objects. And that's what caught my attention, was that, because birds don't have a little cloud around them. And that's not an uncommon when something is reported in the sky that it has a
people
mist
report
around
that,
it.
Yeah.
It's
that
not
fuel?
Uncommon.
Is that what do you think it is?
Are
they hiding?
I'm not a scientist, so I don't speculate. But it is speculated by scientists who understand electromagnetic force, mm-hmm. that it's called electromagnetic flux.
Okay.
Because whatever this is, and I don't know what it is. And before we get too far on this, I know we don't have a whole lot of time here. I encourage listeners to call in. First of all, that lets you know that you guys have listeners, and I want to be able to answer their questions.
Oh, you're testing
us now.
I'd
love to answer your questions, but I love having involvement from the audience. That's most important. So I hope that you guys can bring in callers if they have questions.
823-1920. Usually,
especially
JP and I like to talk so much, they just don't even bother. But if you have a question for Mike,
Mark,
for MUFON, Mutual. I know there are a lot of questions. I mean, we could do a series of shows on this, mm-hmm. and just some of the books I've read and some of the things I've heard. And actually, to be honest with you, something that me and my sweetie saw just the other night in the sky. We're heading down, let's say, Pembroke,
mm-hmm.
and up over the top of that mountain, there were what you just showed right there in that picture,
mm-hmm.
the dots, but there were two pairs of them. We were looking at them. We were both going, whoa, what is that?
At what time of day was this?
The sun had gone down, but you could still see a little bit of light.
So it's dusk.
Just barely, yeah. And we kept watching it, and pretty soon the first two went, and the other two pairs were still there, and then, and I said, well, it just went down behind the mountain. He goes, no, that looks different.
Okay.
And again, and all three pairs were gone,
now,
like that.
When did this happen now?
Probably last Sunday night.
Okay, so recently.
Oh, yeah, recently.
Okay.
That's why I was excited for you to come in.
Well, I have a job to do, and I'm going to do it because you're giving me the opportunity to do so. And it's all based out of the hub at MUFON.com. So
yes, go to that
folks
website.
At home, listen and follow along. Mm-hmm. MUFON.com, MUFON, and that's the Mutual UFO Network, but MUFON.com. MUFON has been in not the business of researching UFOs, but in the field of what's called ufology since 1969. And it's all about... We investigate, and we investigate and study on the behalf of humanity. We have that's our mission statement, our meaning MUFON. And in the past, it took a long time to be able for somebody like yourself to actually, at a time back in 1969 when this got started, MUFON, people were afraid to come forward and say what they've seen.
Well, yeah, they call you crazy.
They
come
call
on,
you
it's,
crazy.
It's the military. It's a falling star.
Right. Well, that's a conditioned response mm-hmm. from 1952 when the CIA took over. But I don't want to go there.
Well, it's a fearful response, too. Because
yes. Well, that's been driven into... but I want to stay on track. When people made reports to investigators, it was done on paper. It was faxed from one place to another, or mailed snail mail. So it took a long time for a sighting to be investigated, for the investigation to follow through. What I'm getting at is now we have brought, thanks to computer technology
no, it's fast.
And the internet,
boom, boom, boom.
When I say we, that's MUFON.
Yeah,
every
the
time
organization.
I say that, MUFON has brought UFO investigations into the new millennium. We have what's called a case management system, which is online at MUFON.com. But we have an online UFO report form. Now, I'm going to want you, after you're done and you're at home, I want you to make the report.
Look, and he wants me to report that.
I do. And you can remain anonymous, but the sightings and the information is important because, if you're following along at home, I want you to do so. If you're on the internet, if you look at the top right-hand side of the screen, you'll see Report UFO. You click on that, and that takes you to our online report form. You can choose to remain anonymous. That's right there. Our tenets, our code of ethics, is that we protect witness identity. So make the report, and as soon as you click that, submit on that report, that goes into the case management system, and the state director, in whatever state you're in, they get an email that says you just got a report, and they can send out a certified field investigator to investigate.
You can even attach pictures.
Well, let me ask you something, Mark, and I'll just say this comment. People don't like to do that because I don't think they can distinguish the stigma between unidentified flying object and aliens, abductions.
Okay, it's whatever's in people's minds.
Explain that difference.
It's the key is, and this is MUFON is objective, but at the same time, we're called the bad guys on the block because we do. I try to identify through scientific means what it actually is.
What kind of scientific instruments and pathways do you follow to follow up on these? What kind of
Star charts will tell you. I mean, those are available to anybody on the internet.
So you can rule out that it was a star.
Yeah, it might. You know, if with your case, stars don't move like you say they
right,
do.
Right, right.
But in the case of most, let me just tell you, it's the needle and the haystack. When it comes to all UFO reports and sightings, when I say that, once we do our investigation of, and it's a lot of interview, okay, rarely do we get photographic or video evidence that's genuine, so it's just interviewing, but we need to follow up with star charts and what have you. Was it Venus in the sky?
And the military.
Or Jupiter,
the military also?
Exactly. But the key is, once all is said and done and we have investigated, we meaning MUFON, 96% can be identified as natural phenomenon, man-made phenomenon, astronomical, the Venus in the sky, okay? It was low in the sky and it was sparkling all these different colors and it didn't move, okay?
It's red actually, flashing lights
it's
all
actually
around it.
Moving really, really slow because, you know, that's why
it's
it
closer.
Takes a long time for the sun to go over our heads, Okay, it's because the Earth is rotating.
So you've ruled out a lot of those.
We've ruled out, and the majority is hoaxes. It's honestly hoaxes.
Well, especially in the digital era.
Yes,
you can Photoshop anything now.
Exactly. But the key is, and what MUFON is looking for, is that 4%. The 4% still has not been identified.
Seems very slight.
Very slight, but it only takes one.
But let me ask you about the Roswell and about other things that we've read throughout history from people actually in the military that are, they're privileged to secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they've seen this and they've seen an alien craft and they've seen from some other star time or some other planet. What about all those? Why do we not have that information? Why does it seem like that's so hidden? And why do they make everyone who makes those statements
seem
crazy?
It's not hidden now.
But we all think they're nuts.
And that's because I guess I just don't get on the radio that often to let you know. It's as hidden as you want it to be, or it's as unhidden as you go and dig for. Things have changed over the years, especially since 2000 and beyond. I got involved with MUFON in the year 2000. This is something that needs to be known by people. MUFON is an all-voluntary nonprofit organization. We don't get paid for what we do.
Why did you get involved?
I'm going to tell you exactly. I have a business here in Reno called Easter Creative Services. It's an advertising agency, video production company, film company. I have advertising I've done that's run on your radio stations. Okay, that's what I do for a living, in public relations. That's what I give to MUFON. We, as professionals, there's doctors, lawyers, professors, physicists that are involved with MUFON, and they give their time and knowledge because we know there's something to that 4%.
Now, how do you know? What sparred that in you? Is there a reason why you decided to be one of those volunteers?
Well, to go back to the original question, I produced a documentary in the year 2000. I started my own business in 1990. I said, I'm going to produce something of my own that I can market on the internet because mm-hmm. Internet was coming about and marketing. So I said, I'm going to get a piece of that. Mm-hmm. So my research, when I started doing searches, told me that the number one thing researched on the internet was pornography. And I wasn't, honestly, I'm just
saying the truth. It used to be UFOs, right?
No.
It's always been pornography.
It's always been number one, and I couldn't go that route. Number two,
some unidentified objects in porn too,
Yes, there are.
This is true, but they're identified quickly. But but the number two thing searched on the internet was UFOs, alien, extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. So I figured, well, if I'm going to do something, I want it to have an audience to potentially sell this product to.
So you actually did it because of marketing research.
Because of marketing research. Okay. Literally, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
What can I sell that everybody wants?
So at that point, I realized, well, what is tantamount in people's minds at that time was still Roswell. So I figured, well, I'll take my shot at, because I learned about the UFO festival they have every year since 97. So I ran up the credit cards, flew a crew down to Roswell for the festival in 97, and I had the key to the city. They took me to the pancake breakfast, the alien race, the costume contest. They chauffeured me and my crew everywhere because I promised them that not only will I make a documentary, I'll help you with promotions because that's what I do.
Did you get a grant for that documentary or
did you have to do it on your own?
You had to do it on your own.
Me and the credit card companies granted that. But I believed in it. So at that point, you got to do research if you're going to do it right.
Well, yeah.
That's when I really realized what MUFON was about.
Then you
so
started
I became a member in 2000 of MUFON, started my research so that I could go and do